From Intergovernmental Relations Staff, 2014 Legislative Updates. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Coon.
Newsflash.
Just announced 30 minutes ago.
Did he?
Yep.
So let's add him to the list.
All right, so five.
Say the numbers again. So now it's five, and what's the other number?
18-ish. I mean, there's a couple more days here, so I'm sure that will.
When is there? I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Alexander, please, thank you.
When are the state legislators? Timelines, or do they have a deadline that if they're retiring or leaving their position that they have to make it public and alert by?
Yes, they do. Do you know?
Not really. You don't have to.
You do. There is a deadline by which you have to announce you are not running. Again.
Like you shall. Announced or not?
Yeah, that was
it
that
only
was a
nomination papers right. If you do. If you don't.
Well, yeah, but
so you don't have it.
Technically. You're the lawyer, I'm not. So did he really just
Yes, he did.
We're not messing with you.
Well we were in hot debate.
You're taking
here,
up important matters.
Yeah.
Just quickly, some of the bills that people have been asking me about we've had discussions about that we've been following. Obviously, Representative Nygren's anti-heroin bills all passed and were signed by the governor. Senator Ellis's bill regarding the sales and use tax exemption for aircraft parts and labor was passed and signed. Representative Pash's bill regarding the pilot program to allow medical professionals to make emergency detention determinations was passed and signed. Increasing funding for the treatment and diversion programs was passed and signed. Several people have asked about some of the voting, the restrictions on voting bills that were introduced, one of them being Senate Bill 324, which reduced the number of hours available for in-person early voting, was passed and signed. There was also a bill that was passed and signed regarding election observers. They need to be not less than 3 feet and not more than 8 feet away from the registration table. So if you think of 3 feet, maybe Jody's about not even quite that far. The election observers can be that close to the registration table when you are going to vote. The shoreline bill obviously was passed and signed, and today I believe the bill to fund the Shot Spotter program was passed and signed. So bill's not passed yet, but likely will be that people have asked me about regarding the marriage efficient rules that we supported. The change in the election commission Milwaukee County, where the county clerk shall now serve as the executive director of the Election Commission, has been passed and will likely be signed. Ones that people asked about were the youth baseball field tax credit. Unfortunately, that did not pass. The increase in the minimum wage did not pass. The treasurer's resolution did not pass. The living wage preemption did not pass, and the 911 funding did not pass.
What would that
take our percentage at?
Low.
Abysmal. That's what I have.
Thank you. Ms. Kuhn, when you say, when you gave us the list just now of the items that did not pass, is it because they failed or because they just didn't make it through the whole process?
They
weren't scheduled?
They didn't finish, and as a result of that, pursuant to the schedule, they have failed pursuant to not passing by the time that the end of the session arrived.
Okay. And you said the treasurer's bill was included in there?
It did not pass.
Okay, and to ever become effective, that was one that would need to pass twice?
Has to go through two legislative sessions with the same language.
So we've been effectively delayed another 2 years on ever getting that one into law then, correct? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jamie, I know some of these memos may not be out, but I wanted to ask you if you could keep your eye open and get some of the LRB memos that are going to come out explaining some of these things.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. This is an old one. This is out there now. Act 14. I guess I'd like to get that LRB memo. And then the clerk bill, this mental health bill that we've just been bandying about, and then the shoreline bill. And I bet all board members would like to read those, so maybe when you get those, just if you can distribute them to the entire board.
You want hard copy or email?
Well, for me personally, I'd like hard copy. Although I am a whiz on my iPad.
Look there. Where's an iPad? Thank you, Supervisor Staskus. And Ms. Kuhn, if you could add to that the youth baseball bill's fate. That's curious. But okay. Questions? Thank you for your work on this, Ms. Kuhn. This meeting is adjourned.